We got with us holiday shopping expert, personal finance expert, Farnoosh Torabi, sharing some tips and tricks to help us navigate the holiday season. Farnoosh, what's the first thing we need to keep in mind this holiday season?
Really, first of all, thank you for having me. I think my first tip is just don't wait. You know, the sales have been starting since last month. I've been seeing, you know, quote unquote holiday deals, early Black Friday deals. So if you see an item that's on your list, advertise somewhere on sale, don't wait. The time to strike is now, because the longer you wait, we've already been told and warned that inventory is going to be tight this holiday season, and so your chances of getting what you want later in the season are slim, and even at that point, you might have to pay more.
It's a whole different way of shopping. Rather than focusing and laser focusing, we're kind of doing this, you know, a broader way of shopping this year, I guess, right?
I guess we are starting earlier, and I think, yeah, I mean, to some extent, it does benefit us to sort of keep a wide view of what's going on, and knowing that a lot of retailers, maybe they didn't offer the greatest deals last year. This year, perhaps a little different, because whether you're a small business, a big box retailer, everybody wants to make money in 2020 to make up for some of the lost shopping time earlier in the spring. So I think there's a lot more opportunity to find some cool deals.
What about the fact that a lot of us maybe don't have the finances we had because maybe being laid off, our jobs are different than they were? How do we kind of, I guess, reconcile or understand what may or may not be appropriate to purchase this year?
Well, I think that's a great question. And so many people fall in that camp, right? So I think the best policy is to be honest with your family members and your close friends, whoever you'll be traditionally gifting with, to just say, look, you know, it's been a struggle this year. You're not alone. There's got to be others in your family that can relate and empathize. And so suggest, be that person to sort of speak up and be the leader in suggesting, hey, let's do a gift grab or a Secret Santa where we're only responsible to buy one gift instead of eight. And then even then, we're limiting the purchase to $25 or $30. It's really not about the money, right? I mean, we want to save, obviously, but it's not about how much you spend. It's about getting together with family and experiencing some of these traditions without breaking the bank. And I think if you're the person to sort of lead that charge, it will be appreciated.
Any tips for us in the use of apps or promo codes, things like that electronically?
Well, I love a promo code. I think my advice there is just before you check out of your cart, make sure that you've done a search online where you type in, I like to type in the name of the retailer plus the word promo code or coupon and see what I can find. Usually you'll find something, whether that's for free shipping, an additional 10% off. It's always a nice surprise. And then I want to also give some advice to those millions of us who will be using our credit cards this time of year. You know, it's no secret that starting in the new year, a lot of us have that holiday credit card hangover. And so to avoid that or to try to sort of minimize that, my advice is to try to streamline all of your purchases onto one card so you can actually see the tally as you're shopping and you can track your spending, as opposed to putting it on multiple cards. You forget what you bought. You're not really doing the math in your head. But this way you can see it all in one place and then use the best card in your wallet, the one that's going to give you the most power when you spend, whether that's, you know, a rewards card, like, for example, the Capital One Walmart rewards card is exceptional. If you are someone who's, let's say, already shopping at Walmart or planning to, guess what? You get 5% cash back at Walmart.com, unlimited. And then you get 2% cash back on travel and restaurants and 1% cash back everywhere else the card's accepted. So, and you don't have to obviously use this just at Walmart, but if you're already planning to spend at Walmart, a lot of us are, for the great prices, this is an additional way to save and save time and money.
How do you go about getting that card?
You can just go online to CapitalOne.com and you can find the card that way, but it's very simple.
Sounds good, Will. We appreciate your advice this morning as we all get into the holiday season. It's kind of a different look this year, and we'll see how, you know, people come out on the other end. But just to, you know, purchase wisely and understand it's you know, the gift, the thought that counts is always part of it, but it's always an opportunity to maybe get some good deals that are out there. Farnoosh, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing with us today.
Thanks for having me.